Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Taysom over Jameis. We've been asked that ad nauseum since Drew Brees announced his retirement. Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick. Welcome in now Sam Munson, analyst for Pro Football Focus. Sam, we've been asked that question a ton since Drew announced his retirement, really since the season ended, because I think most knew that Drew was going to retire. What is the case that you can make for Taysom Hill being the starting quarterback over Jameis Winston?
I think the biggest one is that he offers something completely different. Jameis Winston, I think people see him as the natural successor to Drew Brees because they're both stylistically, they're pocket passers. They're not guys that win running around, scrambling with their athleticism. They win with their arm. But I think it's underselling just how big a difference there is between Drew Brees and Jameis Winston, not just in terms of quality. Obviously, they're dramatically different players in terms of just how good they are. But stylistically, it's not that Jameis Winston runs around a lot, but it's that he is a fundamentally different style of passing quarterback than Drew Brees. He's a much more volatile quarterback. He's prone to a lot more mistakes, and not just in terms of interceptions and careless passes, but just inaccuracies and inefficient passing. So, you know, you can ask Jameis Winston to stand back there and do his best Drew Brees impersonation, or you can try and build an offense that is centered around what Taysom Hill brings to the table, that athleticism and the rushing threat, which we've seen throughout the league now is able to change the way defenses combat offenses, whether it's Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, whether it's Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia,
Kyler Murray
in Arizona. It's just more difficult.
But they don't run like Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill's never hooked slide in his life or run out of bounds. See, that's the problem. Taysom, I think that's why maybe Holly's always played. He got hurt at BYU. That's why I take the approach. If you're counting on it for 16 games, just his aggressive play.
It's 17.
Yeah, 17 would cause maybe the injury factor magnified. Because we see Taysom not only running around people because of his speed, but running over people. He does not go down. That's why I just think he would get too beat up. I mean, that's the only reason why when I look at, how Lamar Jackson or Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray, how they run, they're still conscious to me of getting down, where maybe Taysom would have to learn that. To me, he has not learned that yet.
Yeah, I think that's a fair criticism, but all that means is that you turn to Jameis Winston anyway. So, you know, the downside is you end up going with the guy that you would be going with if you decided to not start Taysom Hill in the first place. So I say you might as well give him a shot to see if he can stay healthy and if he can.
But what if you have now, Sam? What if you have Taysom Hill available for 17 games and you pick and choose, and he has, you know, at least 15, if not 20, 25 snaps? And you keep a defense off balance that way.
I think there's definitely a chance that Sean Payton does something like that. And there's a ton of different ways you can use multiple quarterbacks in the NFL. Most teams don't do it. Most teams haven't done it. But Sean Payton, I think, could easily decide to go that route without Drew Brees there. Maybe he, you know, uses one as a starter and the other guy gets a Taysom Hill type of package.
Yep.
Maybe he uses a quarterback between the 20s and a different guy for the red zone. You know, maybe Taysom Hill is a red zone threat because of that extra rushing dimension that he brings, Or, you know, maybe they go a full kind of college-style system where you do genuinely swap over quarterbacks during the game. You know, you give a guy, you run with the hot hand. If one of those guys is going well, you keep him in there. If he's struggling, you bench him for the next guy. It's very unconventional, but, you know, Sean Payton has done unconventional things already with Taysom Hill.
Sam, you would figure Bobby would steal my question to ask you, but it's all good. You got it in anyway. One of the things, having watched Jameis in particular in Tampa Bay, he was a guy that really liked to feed the football to the tight end. And that is something that has been a staple in this Saints offense. You think about the tight ends they've had in the past, if it's Jeremy Shockey, if it's Ben Watson, if it's Jimmy Graham, we can go on and on with it. And I think that's going to continue now in this role if Jameis becomes the guy. I think they want that tight end to be that player. I look at it this year that on offense, that breakout guy would be Adam Trautman. I think he's got a great opportunity because you look at how he fed the football to Cameron Brate with Tampa or O.J. Howard. That was a big part of their offense, despite the fact they did have the really good wideouts. He was really kind of tuned in, down-distance situation to the tight end. I think that part of this offense is intriguing to me. We saw the inconsistencies with Jared Cook throughout the years where it was one good catch, one drop, or one fumble, that sort of thing. And I do think that element – has to come back to this offense in a big way.
Yeah, I think Trautman is a guy that, like, he flashed last year. He showed some good stuff. They very rarely gave him the ball. He had, like, 20 targets all season long, but he caught, like, 16 of those passes. He caught pretty much everything thrown his way, broke a couple of tackles, made a couple of nice plays when he did have the ball in his hands, and he blocked well, which for a first-year tight end coming out of college landscape today is not a given. It's not an easy thing to do. Most of those guys struggle when it comes to blocking. So, yeah, I think Trautman's deserved a bigger role based off what he did last season. I'm kind of excited to see what he can do if they start to scale up his use and start to give him some targets in this offense. I think he's got the talent to be a very good player for them.
Now, Sam, the one thing, and Sean Payton or any quarterback in the NFL, you can't turn over the football. And, you know, a lot of times we always focus on the quarterback. He throws too many damn interceptions. But you know what was not to Sean Payton's liking or to Who Dat Nation? That both Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston, they fumble too damn much. You know, a lot of times we don't realize how you're protecting the ball in the pocket, whether you're running or whatever. Did you fumble or do we still have possession? That's one thing, you know, Jameis obviously – gets a lot of criticism. He threw for 5,000 yards, but 30 touchdowns with 30 interceptions, but also the turnovers as far as the fumbles. And that's one thing, even with Taysom, with his limited amount of offensive snaps, he has fumbled the football.
He has, and he's fumbled the ball a lot, but most of them came on, you know, running plays, which is like what he's supposed to be there for. You know, last year or the year before when he was this gimmick player, the guy is supposed to be there to just carry the ball every now and again and pick up a few yards that defenses just aren't prepared to stop. And I think it was something of an anomaly. You know, there was this massive spike in his fumbles last season. There was definitely some bad ball security in there, but that feels like something that you can address in an off season. You know, you go away, you know that it was a big problem. You work on it in the off season. You tighten up that ball security when you're rushing with the ball. I think it's an easier thing to fix than a guy that just struggles with mistakes passing the ball and puts it in harm's way too often. And that's my concern with Jameis Winston is that we've shown now over his career that he's just way too prone on turning the ball over. And it's not going to be, you know, what it was that last season in Tampa Bay where he was in that Bruce Arians system, which just sort of almost creates a ton of turnovers from its quarterback.
Right.
But he's always going to be a guy that throws a lot of interceptions and turns the ball over a lot. I don't think that's necessarily true with Taysom Hill. I think you can clean up those fumbles much easier. And if you do that, you know, he was relatively careful with the ball from a passing standpoint. He was accurate enough. And then the sort of dynamic between the rushing threat and what that opens up in terms of the deep shot and those kinds of things, I think it just makes for an interesting offense that, you know, isn't that easy to defend.
Well, Sam, I'd be shocked if Jameis, because he wouldn't be given an opportunity to throw as many picks like he did under Bruce Arians. Don't risk it. What it was like, biscuit?
No risk it, no biscuit.
No risk it, no biscuit. Sean Payton ain't coaching that way. There's no way that would happen. Now, see, I look at experience and young experience where you still have potentially a lot left in the tank. Do you take any of this under consideration that look at NFL history? I know you like NFL history and you look at all time, what the top quarterbacks have done, rule changes and everything. Jameis Winston ranks NFL all-time amongst the quarterbacks through the age of 25. Now, think about that. When I say 30, 25 years of age, that he's second in completions and second in touchdowns, but first in yards, right under 20,000 yards. And no one has done more than Jameis age 25 or younger. I mean, don't you think? But it's not like we're talking about Jameis is 35 trying to be the Saints quarterback. I mean, then they come into consideration when you consider all those yards and touchdowns this is NFL history, not NFC South, but what he's accomplished through the age of 25.
Yeah, it does. And I think it goes both ways. You know, he's been a longtime starter in the NFL for a guy that's as young as he is. You know, he's still only 27, I think, and he's got all those seasons behind him, plus last year kind of sitting on the bench for New Orleans and not really playing. And he has a ton of yards. He's got a ton of touchdowns to his name. But it also means that we've seen him across multiple systems now stay the same.
But not a Sean Payton system, I'm telling you.
True.
Hey, listen, if you don't work out with Sean Payton, he might as well go get a different job.
Definitely. But I think the question that they'll be asking themselves is, you know, do we think that will have a huge effect on him and that will change him substantially? And it's possible. Look, I'm not saying it won't. I'm just saying that after, you know, multiple systems and whatever it was, 5 years of starting, I would lean on the idea that this is probably who he is, and you're unlikely to see, you know, a giant change in the way he plays the game, which you're probably going to need for him to be, you know, a high-end starting quarterback for you.
You know, one of the things, Sam, that, you know, we see with Taysom is every quarterback that comes out of college who's like 55% passer, 60%, but a real big man who's a good athlete that can run, they all compare him to Taysom Hill. There's not another one like him in this league like him that can do what he can. Now, there's other guys that are quick or fast, but to play those multiple positions, like on special teams, in the slot.
Block punts or return kickoffs, tackle.
He has started a position that no one else is followed.
When Urban Meyer's trying to say Tim Tebow
can't do it today.
Can hold. All of a sudden is going to be the next Taysom Hill. He's too slow. He can't hold Taysom Hill's jog. Come on.
Sam, if you want to close out, I know you got to run soon.
Taysom Hill, like he's not Lamar Jackson because Lamar Jackson is a unique, you know, weapon, but Taysom Hill is as well. Like he's a different athlete there. Obviously he's a lot bigger and stronger, I think, than Lamar Jackson, but they're both singularly unique athletes that you can build an offense around because they're that special. I don't think Taysom Hill is as good a player as Lamar Jackson, but I think a lot of the lessons that the Ravens have learned and a lot of the things that they've done could be used to create a Taysom Hill offense.
Sam Munson, great job as always. Analyst for Pro Football Focus. Thanks so much. Taysom over Jameis. Check him out at PFF.com. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks, guys. Take it easy.
All right, check it in on SEC Media Days when we return here on Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.